The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, fourth time I've been beat, 10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable. We're live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studio and presented by the Haug Law Group. Big day today. Buck in for Chuck, obviously. Executive producer Adam Gillespie turning 29 today. So I want to wish Road Dog a happy birthday and just hope he has a great day today. Let me begin by giving the Georgia softball coach Lou Harris Champer a shout-out. Lou announced her retirement yesterday after a run of 21 years and five trips to the Women's College World Series while at the University of Georgia. She won over 1,100 games and coached 38 All-Americans. Outstanding job, Lou Harris Champer. You'll be missed, but you won't be forgotten. Another busy show today. Georgia men's tennis coach Manny Diaz joins us in a few moments to talk about the Bulldogs' run to the NCAA tournament. But first, let's bring on the man. Let's bring on Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports co-host of the official visit show here on The Fan. And that is now available in podcast form at 680thefan.com. Georgia with 8 official visits last weekend is... I was reading, but Rusty, my goodness, it seems like there were 400 kids up there in Athens. This thing has exploded again in June with these college recruits now able to get back on campus. How do you keep up with it all, Rusty?
Buck, I've been doing this 12 years, and for June to be like this, never been like this. Kirby Smart wasted no time. June the 1st, as soon as he could have prospects back on campus, around 225 kids on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd. They had 8 official visits this weekend. Today they got, I think, 19 high school teams there and a 7-on-7 tournament. So, look, it's your lifeblood of a program. It's what the backbone of your program is recruiting. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. And for the first 8 days, Kirby Smart has not messed around. He's had a ton of prospects in Athens showing off that new weight room and facility that was definitely hit with these official visitors.
Yeah, the timing couldn't be better for that, right? You've got to impress these kids. They're going to other campuses with just tremendous facilities, and Georgia looks like they finally caught up.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Addison Nichols, young man that's an All-American out of Great Atlanta Christian High School, offensive lineman, and he told me, he said, man, what was impressive was the therapy recovery. He said the whole second floor is they got these salt baths, they got these sleep chambers where you go in, and you spend like 45 minutes in these saltwater baths, and it's supposed to recover you as much as quick as 8 hours of, these sleep chambers. So they've got all kind of stuff, technology, and Kirby Smart could not wait to show that off. And you're right, Buck. When the Georgia Bulldogs couldn't work out as one team, that was a problem, and that is no longer a problem. The entire team can work out together, not just offense from 7 to 8 and then defense from 9 to 10. The entire team could be in that weight room at Georgia.
Rusty, let's talk about the big news that broke yesterday. Bear Alexander, big defensive tackle, decommitted, reopened up his recruiting. Dogs are still in the mix, though. I think a lot of the Bulldog fans missed that part of the story.
Yeah, I was telling them, everybody, all of our members on Dogs 247, it was going to be hard for Georgia to hold him. I mean, I've been very upfront on this. It's going to be hard to hold Bear Alexander. But I will say they're not completely out of it. But Texas A&M, certainly a team with a lot of momentum. I look for Georgia to get him back on campus at some point in June, and I do think he will take an official visit in the fall. So Georgia definitely not out of it, but I want to be up front and say right now Texas A&M has got all the momentum with him. Young man out of Texas, five-star defensive tackle, played great in the playoffs last year. There's other guys out there, but Georgia's going to continue to recruit him for sure until the end.
Hearing a lot about a guy I got to see play this year, West Forsyth tight end Oscar Delp, who reportedly is pretty close with Gunnar Stockton, who's already committed to Georgia. What are you hearing about Oscar? Seems like he's been to Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama already. Sounds like he'll be going to Florida and Michigan coming up next. What are you hearing about Oscar?
Man, we had him on the show last night on official visit, and I think the Georgia fans really, you know, from what I saw on Twitter, the social media reaction, I got a lot of DMs about his response about one thing, and he said, look, my mom's all in on Georgia. He goes, it was my dad. It was my dad who had some, you know, he had some questions, and he said, we got in the car and we left, and my dad looked at me and said, okay, this is a place you can go. So, you know, the Georgia fans took that one way. But listen, Buck, you know when you got that key decision maker on your side, when mom says
yeah, there's no
she's
doubt
in love with Georgia, you know what I mean? So a happy mom in the house makes everybody happy. So right now I do think Georgia's in a good spot, but Oscar's definitely going to take his visits. He's going to Florida this week. He'll go to Michigan next week. And then the last week, you know, go to South Carolina, and we'll see what he, you know, maybe sometime in the fall, early August, may make a decision. But right now I like where Georgia is with this guy, 6'5", athletic tight end. Man, Todd Hartley is doing some work in that room.
Rusty, I remember making my decision. Okay, Dad, Mom decided I'm going to go to Georgia and play football and baseball. And Dad, his first comment was, you better get over to Jessup because Lindsey Scott is leaning to Tennessee. Boy, I hopped in that car and drove over there fast. What about the impact? We heard about Vandergriff last year really getting involved with the recruiting. What about Gunnar Stockton's impact on the upcoming signing class?
Gunnar Stockton is extremely quiet, does very little media. In fact, today he flipped to Georgia. His dad called me the night before and said, hey, listen, Gunnar's going to flip tomorrow, not really going to do any interviews. Will you email him a question? He'll respond. He is a very low-key kid, but he loves football. He loves the Georgia Bulldogs. Let me tell you something. Gunnar Stockton is all over these kids behind the scenes. He went this weekend and made this his official visit, so he could work on Kojo Antwi, the wide receiver out of Lambert. You know, him and Denylon Moore set to commit at North Cobb. They went in to spend time with Oscar Delp. They all play on Hustle Inc., Adidas, National 707 team out of Atlanta. So they spend a lot of time. So just because you don't see Gunnar Stockton tweeting and Instagramming and all those things doesn't mean he's not working, because I can tell you two things he's focused on, winning a state championship at Raven County, and number two, getting people to join him in this class for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Rusty, how do you see this 22 class shaping up for Georgia?
You know, I think Georgia fans should feel comfortable in saying you don't have to really worry too much about recruiting with Kirby Smart. He's going to get it done there. And, you know, they got some – there's a lot of difference between 1 and 5 in these rankings and those types of things, and people that follow that day to day. So I think Georgia's got a shot to finish number one. I certainly think they can finish top three. But listen, at the end of the day, it's about addressing needs. And I think Georgia, they've got to close on some wide receivers. They got to close Branson Robinson, the running back out of Mississippi, who everybody, you know, every day asks me about him. And I think Georgia's in a good spot with him right now, coming off this official. But I think the two spots you want to watch are outside linebacker, defensive end, and then you want to watch wide receiver. They got to have speed in that room. They got to add some speed. They'll have some guys on campus this weekend starting. So Georgia really, I think they're going to answer some questions. O-line continue to be a good spot for them, but they've got to get some speed at wide receiver, and they got to get some guys to replace guys like Adam Anderson and, you know, Ojulari, who just left. Got to have those edge guys.
These student-athletes in this 21 class, right, they didn't have a chance to really go out and see the universities, put their feet on the campus. That was awful tough, man. I mean, we're behind that, hopefully.
Yep.
But what was that like, Rusty, for these guys a year ago going through this process?
I always say I'm a parent, man, so I try to treat these kids how I want somebody to treat my kid when I'm interviewing and talking to these parents. They were crushed. I mean, can you imagine, Buck, having to make a decision among all these schools? You're going to send your child somewhere 4 or 5 years, and and you got to, you know, you don't get to get on campus. You don't get to have that in-home visit. You don't get to have that official visit. You don't get to talk to those academic counselors, those types of things. Now, they did all the Zooms, but it's just not the same. And it was very, very unfortunate for that 2021 class. And it really hit me the other night when I was talking to Addison Nichols. He said, yeah, man, I just got a chance to meet Matt Luke. I mean, Matt Luke's been recruiting him for a year and a half. And he just got a chance to sit down in front of him. So that really kind of reminded me of, hey, what these kids have been through. They've been so excited. You look at Oscar Depp. Oscar Depp wasted no time. He went to Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia last week. We talked to Michael Williams last night, a top 25 player in the country from Columbus. He went to Florida State, Georgia, and Alabama last week. These kids have been through a lot. They've got big decisions to make, and they're wasting no time getting in front of these staffs.
Rusty, great to have the official visit show back on 680 The Fan. Tell the listeners about it real quick.
That's great. You know, last night we had two of the top players in the country. And you know, really the decision with Scott McFarland, Doug Conkle, myself, and Mr. Dickey at 680 was, hey, June is going to be a massive recruiting month. And kudos to 680 to say, hey, listen, let's get a show that we usually run in December. Let's get this thing on in June. So we're going to do another show next Monday night with the Braves being off. And it's really been interesting because there's so much news going on right now with all this stuff. People have really just really been positive about it, and it's been a great idea by 680.
And if you miss it on Monday night, remember, now available in podcast form. You can find it at 680thefan.com. Rusty Manziel, sorry we didn't have biscuits for you. We're going to have to get you over here live next time, buddy.
Hey, man, you watch Road Dogg on birthday biscuits now. that didn't look like a great start to me.
Yeah, we got him a hot cup of coffee. He's doing well here today. 29 today, Rusty. How about that? Thanks for coming on, brother.
Appreciate it, Buck.
All right, coming up next on the Bulldogs Roundtable, the legend, Manny Diaz, talks tennis next here on The Fan.
This is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
It's Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studio and presented by the Haug Law Group. We appreciate them very much. Buck Blue in for Chuck Dowdle today. And let's bring on Georgia men's tennis coach Manny Diaz. He joins us now on the Bulldog Roundtable. Manny, we appreciate the time as always. And Dogs won 11 of the last 14 matches, finished strong with another run to the round of 16. How'd you guys do it? Good coaching?
Well, our guys really worked hard, and, you know, they got healthy. I think we may have touched on this last time we spoke. We just got, you know, stuck with a little bug. We had some injuries early on, but the guys showed tremendous resiliency and really worked hard and improved through the course of the spring. And we were playing with a lot of confidence and did a great job beating a healthy North Carolina. North Carolina spent most of the year ranked number one in the nation. It was interesting to hear from their coaches who are good friends of mine, you know, and they confessed to me that that was the first match that they had lost with the full lineup, healthy lineup. They also had some injuries, but they had everybody healthy when we played in the quarterfinals, in the round of 16 of the NCAAs. And it was a tremendous match. It was great to see our guys perform at such a high level. And it was good to see our team excited after that win.
Manny, was that the best win of the season, or was there another win that really got you guys going?
Well, it was really more than anything, to be honest with you. To answer your question, yeah, that was probably our best win. Again, that was a team that like I said before, was number one in the nation for a good portion. I think six of the rankings that came out during the spring. But more than anything, I think it was just we finally. In my opinion, we finally got the Georgia tennis mentality. I think we saw our team sort of become more confident, more tenacious, more tough under duress, and those are the qualities that we've had possessed. When we win championships, and I think that we're now starting this coming year with number one, great talent, great depth, but with the right mindset and mentality, I think that I'm really excited about next year.
Manny, you had some guys step up big for you this year. The kid from Swanee, right down the street from where we live, we were pulling for him all year. Zink stepped up big. What do you respect about those two guys?
Well, they're the hardest. Two hardest workers we have. I mean, I think we tallied up. We had 126 hours of individual work, and we schedule most of those. But when you take Zink and when you take Trent Bride from Swanee, they lead by example. They are out there just about every morning. When they have a little break in their schedule, they before classes, they get in the weight room, on their own at 6 o'clock in the morning some days. They are tenacious, they are hungry, and they set the tempo for our team. Those two guys, finished number eight in the country in doubles, and they're just a redshirt sophomore and redshirt freshman. They have really elevated, I think, the work ethic of our team, and it's good to see them lead by example.
Man, is it too early to ask about the expectations for 22?
No, because I'm fired up. I think, to be honest with you, we will have two graduate transfers. It's a new era. It's new for everybody. We will have two graduate transfers and three freshmen that are extremely talented and going to play a huge part in our success the next 3-4 years. We're extremely excited. I think we'll have our most talented team since 2008, when we won the NCAAs back to back, to 7 and 08, not to hex them, but as far as the depth and the talent level, I think that we're in great shape. The only tough challenge is that in the SEC, we have, I think, five of the top eight teams in the nation from the SEC. So, competition is so fierce in our conference once again. And that was, that was the level we had as a conference back in the heyday in the 80s and 90s, where we finished with eight teams from the SEC in the top 15 in the nation last year. So, competition is tough, but, that's what you want. That's what makes these kids better.
Manny, how often do you think about Dan McGill?
Oh, very, very frequently. Seriously, I just, so many years we shared together, and, back in the heyday when we didn't have big budgets, we shared a hotel room, for 6 years on the road. He's certainly on my mind on a regular basis. What he would have done in uncertain situations always comes to mind as I try to sort through issues and problems. His sense of humor always, stories. We have a Letterman's WhatsApp chat. That's about 175 to 100 guys long, and it's always we quote him and we laugh at things he said 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, Manny, keep up the great work. Hope you have a great summer. We're so proud of the job you continue to do with that men's tennis team, and I hope to talk to you soon, man.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling, Buck.
Manny Diaz just completed, I believe, his 33rd year as the men's tennis coach. Really just unbelievable, the run that he's had following Dan McGill. Coming up next, I've got some thoughts on Kirby's transfer portal success and some big news out there for some former Bulldogs. We'll talk about them next. You're listening to the Bulldogs Roundtable on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Great events to be listening to the show. Man, that is fantastic. Bulldog Roundtable. We're live from Georgia's own credit union studio, presented by the Haug Law Group. On a special day, executive producer Adam Gillespie's birthday today, so we've got some coffee in those Georgia Bulldog National Championship mugs. We got some biscuits right out of the oven with the special freezer jam, as we call it, there to put on those biscuits, and it's great having being next to Road Dog here on his birthday. All right, final segment. Thanks for being with us. Big news all over college football last week with Kirby Smart and his coaching staff luring in 2 5-star transfers in Eric Gilbert and Darion Kendrick. Now, it appears that the cornerback and ex-wide receiver position groups are no longer a big concern heading into the season. Gilbert, as I understand it, plans to trim down from his tight end weight to get quicker, so he can be effective against that tight man coverage you see in SEC play. And look, for me, I believe he can successfully make the transition. I can't wait to see him and Darnell Washington on the field at the same time. That is going to get some one-on-one coverage at the other locations along that offense. Darion Kendrick looks to be a plug-and-play guy opposite Amir Speed at cornerback. At least from where I'm sitting, that combo looks legit heading into the Clemson showdown. By the way, the Clemson Tigers wide receiver group, probably the deepest and most talented in college football coming into the year. So that cornerback spot was a real concern, with Kendrick being added to the fold and potentially one or two others. Looks like Kirby has got that position group straightened out. Ex-wide receiver was big because George Pickens went down with a knee injury, and it's going to be tough to replace a guy like that. Eric Gilbert is certainly a physical talent, talented guy that might be able to cover up that Pickens moving on with the injury thing. In case you haven't noticed, the Bulldogs' odds of winning the national championship have increased since that news broke last week of Gilbert and Kendrick coming to Georgia. Some other big Bulldog news out there. Two Bulldogs are on the 2022 College Football Hall of Fame ballot. Right now, 17 former Georgia players have been inducted. And this year on the ballot, and want to give a shout-out and the best of luck to Champ Bailey, one of the all-time greats. I've got him on my list as one of the top five Georgia players all time. So this is overdue, in my opinion. Champ Bailey, one of college football's most versatile and exciting players. Champ really is specializing in the cornerback spot, obviously. Kick returner, you saw him line up on offense as a wide receiver. Champ Bailey, just an awesome guy, deserves to be in that College Football Hall of Fame. Also, one of my favorite Georgia running backs, no, not Herschel, he's already in, but running back Garrison Hurst. Remember the one of the best games he played, as I recall, against Ohio State down in the Citrus Bowl, as Georgia took down the Buckeyes that day. Garrison Hurst, the 1992 SEC Player of the Year, broke numerous SEC and Georgia records, points in a season, touchdowns in a season, scored 19 touchdowns one year. And his average yard per carry that season, almost 7 yards a carry. Talk about amazing. The induction ceremony is on December the 6th, I believe, right here at the College Football Hall of Fame, downtown Atlanta. So we're proud of Champ Bailey and Garrison Hurst and wishing them the very best as far as getting the good news of being inducted coming up in 2022. And it reminds me, too, why Irk Russell is not in the College Football Hall of Fame. Former Georgia defensive coordinator, and I will continue to put, as long as I'm living, and Irk Russell is not in the College Football Hall of Fame, Buck Ballew will continue to push for Coach Russell's nomination induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, look at the resume. How can he not already be in there? A four-sport letterman during his tenure at Auburn. I thought but just playing two sports in college was impressive. He doubled me up. National championship defensive coordinator. Three-time national championship head coach at Georgia Southern. College Football Hall of Fame only recognizes head coaches with 10 years experience. Irk had 8 official seasons at Georgia Southern. They did not count 2 because they were restarting the football program, and they classified the Eagles as playing club ball Irk's first 2 years on the job. So they're only counting 8 seasons for Irk Russell as the head coach. But there are loopholes, so there is hope that this thing could finally work out in Irk's favor. Do you realize Irk Russell was, for 4 years, was the Auburn baseball coach? Also, spent 3 years as the head coach of the Auburn freshman team. So with those things not put Irk Russell over that threshold of being a head coach for 10 years? I would say yes. There's a loophole. And I tell you, when we got started here at 680 The Fan, roughly about 20 years ago, the College Football Hall of Fame was being built here in Atlanta. And we were allowed, through our association with the College Football Hall of Fame, They put these monogram bricks up on the outside and inside of the College Football Hall of Fame, and they allowed the on-air talent at 680 The Fan to be a part of it. So I utilized that opportunity, put Irk Russell's name on my brick. So really, Irk Russell's already in the College Football Hall of Fame. But need this thing done officially. Irk Russell, deserving of having a spot in that College Football Hall of Fame. But wishing Champ Bailey and Garrison Hurst nothing but the best. A lot of great names on the Bulldog list of College Football Hall of Famers. Obviously, Sinkwich, Trippy, Fran Tarkington, Kevin Butler, just to name of the few guys. Matt Stinchcomb that got in. Just a wonderful honor. So there you go, man. There you go. Got to get Irk Russell in there. And let's bring on Adam Gillespie here for a second, wishing him a happy birthday today. And Adam, are we the first, the Ballews, the first to wish you a happy birthday?
Well, my daughter and my her mother got to me earlier there this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness for that.
When I took her to VBS this morning, she was wishing me a happy birthday. But y'all were definitely second and first to provide anything, such as the biscuits and the coffee this morning. So greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Nash had to break out. Only break out those Georgia National Championship mugs on special occasions. So this is one of this qualified.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. The coffee always tastes a little bit better coming out of those championship mugs.
They sure do. You know, I've had some people give me a hard time about that on social media, saying, Ballew, you guys hadn't won a national title in over 40 years. And you know what? We're going to continue to drink out of those mugs and hope that maybe this year's the year.
Yeah, we could get new mugs this year. We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people thinking Georgia will have a legitimate shot, maybe pulling that off this year. It's going to do it for the Bulldog Roundtable today. Appreciate you hanging out with us live from Georgia's own Credit Union studio. Of course, presented by the Haug Law Group. Buck in for Chuck later this week. Hope you'll join us then. I believe Chuck says, have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.